Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we know Washington loves a good ceremony, right? Well, with all the ritual that Congress adores, the 112th Congress got underway yesterday. It started with the official election of John Boehner as the new Speaker of the House, and Boehner talked about giving power over to the American people.
This is their Congress. It's about them, not about us. What they want is a government that's honest, accountable, and responsive to their needs. A government that respects individual liberty, honors our heritage, and bows before the public that it serves.
Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick was there for the festivities. What were you going to say?
Well, it appears that Boehner also wanted the biggest gavel available to him from Nancy Pelosi's sort of little arsenal of gavels.
Are you making
he
a
chose the biggest
he
one?
He chose the largest one.
I don't know.
Has a connection
you know,
to his attitude toward
it's a
the
reveal.
American people.
It's a reveal. I don't know.
Todd, why did John Boehner explain why he wanted the largest gavel available?
No, but it looked like a clown hammer.
It does look ridiculous. It does.
Wondered if Nancy Pelosi might kind of gonk him on the head there just for fun because it looked like one of those hammers that you have at the carnival where you try to make the thing hit the bell. It's huge.
Well, you know, and she made a point of saying that John Boehner wanted that enormous gavel. But the other thing, I wanted to play you a clip from Nancy Pelosi's comments because we do have the Republicans list their to-do list of what they're going to do during the 112th Congress. On it is their repeal of the Health Care Act. And here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about that.
Children with pre-existing conditions can get care. Young people can stay on their parents' policy until they're 26. Pregnant women and breast and prostate cancer patients can no longer be thrown off their insurance. Our seniors are paying less for their medical prescriptions. Taken together, it will save taxpayers $1.3 trillion.
So you have John Boehner saying we're going to cooperate in a way that we haven't before, and you've got and yet they want to start off the session by repealing your important piece of legislation that the Democrats got passed, and Nancy Pelosi saying don't appeal to the American public if what you're going to do is take away their health care. That doesn't sound all that auspicious.
Well, it doesn't, and it portends a lot of partisanship. You're exactly right about that. What you also had really was John Boehner giving sort of a very high-minded kind of lofty speaker speech. It's the people's house. We will be fair and open and respond to the people. Nancy Pelosi's speech, you know, this is on a ceremonial day. This is not a bill debate that was going on. Did some of the same thing as Boehner and then took a decidedly partisan turn. You heard it there, getting specific about the health care bill. Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker of the House. She is now the minority leader. Her role has changed. And just like John Boehner did when he was in the minority, her job now is to call out Republicans where Democrats see hypocrisy, to hold John Boehner's feet to the fire, to criticize and to be partisan and to take shots. And she sure did. She showed right from there what her role is going to be. Next Wednesday, Republicans go to task right away with repealing the health care bill. In fact, their bill is called Repeal of the Job-Killing Health Care Bill. That's what the bill is called. They repeat that over and over, the Job-Killing Health Care Bill. Nancy Pelosi is saying, we dare you. Go right ahead. I'll call you out right now. We dare you.
Okay. So, but a lot of these things that we keep saying, this is ritual. A lot of this is pomp and circumstance. Everyone pretty much accepts that the health care repeal is never going to make it through the Senate or obviously
right
across the president's desk. But there are some things that are changing in this 112th Congress, which could have some really surprising effects. And I want to talk about a couple of them. We have a new person who's going to be overseeing the Federal Reserve.
You mean on the Ron Paul? Yeah, that's right. On the subcommittee on the banking committee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those hearings
and these kind of things in terms of the leaderships of these committees. These are the kind of things that could actually really shape legislation in the years to come.
That is true. Ron Paul, being the criticizer in chief of the Federal Reserve, doesn't even really want it to exist. To be honest, if you've ever seen him on cable news, and there are examples across the Republican conference like that. Some of the most anti-earmark and anti-spending Republicans now placed on the Appropriations Committee. There's a guy named Jeff Flake, who's from Arizona, who has criticized criticized his own party strongly over the years, calling out Republicans for earmarks, wanting to cut spending, being the slash and burn kind of Republican when it comes to spending. And they put him on the Appropriations Committee. That means they're going to cut. They really want to cut. They're not putting pork barrel people on appropriations.
Did you just call him a flake?
No, that's his name.
He Jeff, calls himself a flake.
Jeff Flake. Yeah, I mean, and my point being that while we're distracted by all this pomp and circumstance and oversized clown hammers that as John Boehner takes the lead, and I don't want to underplay the importance of the Speaker of the House, a lot of the things that you don't hear about in that goes on in these committees and behind closed doors really affects legislation and the laws that are going to come out for the next 4 years.
It's all extremely important. What you just said is accurate. What's also something that you may not know about that's also going to affect how Congress operates the next 2 years, the rules resolution that the House adopted yesterday to the consternation of Democrats. We don't have to get into the details because it'll take too long, but it makes it very easy to cut spending, which is what the Republicans have promised to do. They'll have to reach deals with Barack Obama on that or shut down the government. It makes it very easy to cut spending, makes it very, very difficult to raise revenue, raise taxes in any way, because the rules require different levels of votes to do those things, and gives individual Republicans in the conference enormous power to set the spending levels. But it also, if you don't raise revenue, doesn't really force Republicans to account for deficits. The priority is to cut spending and don't raise taxes. It doesn't really mention deficits. And that's to the consternation of Democrats. They say, you guys just want to keep taxes low. The deficits are going to explode and you don't have to be responsible for it. And those types of things that are arcane can really affect things like deficits and really affect how the Congress operates the next 2 years.
All right. Well, Todd, I don't want to let you go before we talk about another change in employment status, and that is the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs stepping down from that post. Why is he stepping down, and how significant is that?
Well, press secretaries rarely last more than 2 years. That's a time-limited job, extremely stressful. No one was surprised that Gibbs is leaving. It's been announced before. It's just the date hadn't been announced. So it wasn't gigantic news yesterday inside Washington that he was actually leaving. Now, he is staying with the president. He's going to be an outside political advisor to the reelection campaign. A lot of the former political staff are shuffling. Axelrod goes to Chicago to work on the campaign. David Plouffe, who ran the campaign, comes into the White House, and Gibbs goes out to become a political advisor.
They're sick of this governing business. They want to get back to campaigning. That's what they
do. Well,
it's much more fun.
They got to get back to getting reelected because they're at a low point right now, and they want to make sure they're at the zenith when 2012 rolls around.
All right, Todd Zwillich, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. You can actually follow Todd as he moves through Congress each day. You can follow his tweets. Head over to thetakeaway.org and check out our feed and then sign up. Thanks, Todd.
Is going